Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on 4 years of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan. The participants are Jaya Varma Sinha, former chairperson, Railway Board, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor.
The PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan for Multimodal Connectivity completed 4 years today. It was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2021 and now integrates 58 ministries or departments and all 36 states and union territories on one digital platform. Ms. Jaya Varma Sinha, former chairperson, Railway Board, now joins me to discuss the significance of the scheme. Ms. Sinha, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you.
And before we start this discussion, let's listen to what Prime Minister Narendra Modi said at the launch of this program in 2021.
पीएम गति शक्ति नेशनल मास्टर प्लान भारत के आत्मबल को आत्मविश्वास को आत्मनिर्भरता के संकल्प तक ले जाने वाला है। ये नेशनल मास्टर प्लान 21वीं सदी के भारत को गति शक्ति देगा। नेक्स्ट जनरेशन इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और मल्टी मॉडल कनेक्टिविटी को इस नेशनल प्लान से गति शक्ति मिलेगी। इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर से जुड़ी सरकारी नीतियों में प्लानिंग से लेकर एग्जीक्यूशन तक को ये नेशनल प्लान गति शक्ति देगा। सरकार के प्रोजेक्ट्स तय समय सीमा के भीतर पूरे हों, इसके लिए ये गति शक्ति नेशनल प्लान सही जानकारी और सटीक मार्गदर्शन करेगा।
जय जी, माय फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन टू यू इज व्हाट इज द पीएम गति शक्ति नेशनल मास्टर प्लान फॉर मल्टी मोडल कनेक्टिविटी एंड दिस इज स्पेशली फॉर दोज ऑफ आवर लिसनर्स हु मे नॉट बी अवेयर ऑफ इट।
पीएम गति शक्ति मास्टर प्लान इज अ प्लेटफॉर्म on which all concerned ministries come to and departments come together, including the states, and they do the planning together. So, for example, if it is a railway line which is being planned, then also the highways, the ports, or the mines, and the industrial sector, and the consumption centers, everything is planned together so that you have a multimodal perspective for the plan, which is aiming to do the same thing nearly for the economy, for providing a transport from the production center to the consumption point.
So as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, the scheme has integrated nearly 60 government ministries or departments and all states and union territories. Now, given the fact that earlier ministries, departments and states often worked in silos, how do you view this synchronization in overcoming the bottlenecks in planning and implementation of infra projects? And this is something, you know, even the Prime Minister has referred to earlier. Let's listen to what he has said.
Ek sadak budget kharch ho raha hai, kaam khatam nahi ho raha hai. ये मैंने सिर्फ एक उदाहरण दिया क्योंकि आपने अपनी आंखों से देखा है और इसलिए होता है कि सरकारी विभागों का एक दूसरे के साथ न तो संवाद होता है और न ही जानकारियों का कोई तालमेल। सब अपनी अपनी दुनिया बनाकर उसमें बैठे हुए हैं। हर एक के पास रिपोर्ट कार्ड है कि मैंने इतनी सड़क बना दी, कोई कह के मैंने इतने तार डाल दिए, कोई कह मैंने इतनी पाइप डाल दी, लेकिन परिणाम वर्क इन प्रोग्रेस। इन साइलोस को तोड़ने के लिए अब हमने PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan बनाया है।
Jayaji, we just heard the Prime Minister saying that, you know, the various departments, ministries, there is neither any communication nor any coordination. Everybody is working in silos. How important is this PM Gati Shakti initiative in overcoming these silos, you know, in bringing these departments together and making sure that there are no more bottlenecks and everything progresses smoothly?
Yes, it is very important because most of these ministries and departments are working towards a common purpose. And for example, I can explain it very well in an example. For example, if a railway line is being planned between two places and highway is also being planned, it is possible that the alignment made by the individual departments runs on the same piece of land. And thereafter, the planning will run into trouble and there will be conflict and resolution itself will take quite some time. So if at the planning stage, as is being done now, everything is planned together, then these kind of conflicts do not arise and there is a complete synergy between the plans. Simple example of this is that if land is being acquired by the state, that is the government, it can be acquired for a route which will allow both railways as well as roadways to come together and have their own tracks and roads running parallel to each other on the same piece of land. That would save a lot of effort and there would be no conflict. Similarly, if a port is being planned and if the associated road network and the waterways, etc. are being planned together, it will save a lot of time and effort in terms of planning and execution.
Now, this planning that you're talking about, it requires a lot of data. So how is this data being acquired and how important is data in the successful implementation of the Gati Shakti program?
Data is the base on which this entire program is built, because information about every kind of asset which you will encounter during the execution of this project is required to be understood for a good plan to be there. For example, you need to know what kind of forest you're going to cross or what kind of river is going to come in the middle, what kind of topology is there, what kind of geology is there, so that you know what kind of construction would be required. So if this entire information is available and is correct and is available to you in a digital format, it compresses the amount of time which is spent in drawing up the plan for the project. So data we have in the PM Gati Shakti portal, in the National Master Plan, more than 1700 layers of such information available for the entire country. In fact, there is no other country in the world which has this kind of an intensive data for a country level of database. So there are some city level databases available, but for a country to have information of this kind, I think India is far ahead.
So you mentioned, of course, that the planning, the data compresses time between planning and execution. And obviously, that would lead to reduced logistics costs. So according to a government study that came out earlier this year, India's logistics costs have come down to between 7.8 and 8.9% of GDP for 2023-24, which is significantly lower than the previously assumed figures of 13 to 14%. Now, what is the significance of this data being in single digits? And how has the Gati Shakti scheme contributed to it?
The logistic cost has a direct impact on the economy of a country. If the economy has to grow, the logistic costs have to come down so that the industry is able to focus on investing where it is required to, rather than wasting in money on transporting material. So it's very heartening to note that the present study is saying that the logistic cost has reduced to a single digit. And this can be attributed directly to the impact that the infrastructure augmentation is taking place in the country, speeded up by the PM Gati Shakti impetus and also the kind of capital that the government is investing into the infrastructure. Yeah. So it is showing results straight away.
So last week, the Union Cabinet greenlit 4 railway projects worth over 24,500 crore rupees across 18 districts in 4 states under the PM Gati Shakti plan. So for the benefit of our listeners, let me share that the states covered in these projects are Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and Chhattisgarh. Jayaji, what role can such projects play in boosting self-reliance and create employment opportunities in the regions where they are being executed?
We can look at this kind of investment in 2 ways. One is its direct impact on the area where this investment is going to come in. Obviously, the area is going to benefit in terms of the local avenues for employment, etc., that will be opened up. And also the kind of connectivity it will provide that region for expanding their business ventures. The secondary benefit which emerges from this kind of investment in infrastructure is that it boosts the industry which supports this infrastructure construction. So whether it is cement or steel or even manpower and the kind of technicians you require or architects and construction companies, everything gets a huge boost. So because of the huge scale of investment in the infrastructure sector, today India is positioned globally to be a supplier of manufactured goods which are required for construction of any kind, and also have the technique to do the kind of construction in even the most difficult terrains. For example, the Himalayan tunneling method, which has been patented by India today, is a thing by itself, and it is considered one of the achievements of the kind of construction that India is capable of today.
So far, we've talked about the impact of the Gati Shakti plan on economic development. But do you see its impact on the social development of the country as well?
Yes, because it is going to open up the country in terms of its connectivity from the remotest of the regions to the hinterland and to the heart of the country. For example, we are talking about the connectivity to the northeast. So the northeast connectivity is going to make the hitherto inaccessible northeast a very well connected part of the country. Similarly, connectivity to Kashmir by rail is a huge all-weather connectivity which is going to be there and which is already showing results. Whether it is Pamban Bridge, which has added connectivity across the sea into Rameshwaram, or whether it is the Himalayas, where a rail line is going to Sikkim today, or Azol has got connected to the railway network, broad gauge railway network recently. So the country is getting connected. So it is going to be even more binding and making it a more cohesive kind of a network for the country.
Now, railways is one of the 7 infrastructure engines at the heart of driving the PM Gati Shakti plan. How is it helping in not just minimizing logistics costs for the country, but also achieving India's climate goals?
The world over, it is now being recognized that it is the railways which is the greenest mode of transport that is available to the masses. And therefore, for India, it is a very considered and decided option to ensure that you have a significant modal shift of cargo to the railway network so that you reduce the emissions that are there on account of transportation. Transportation alone is responsible for about 1/4 of the emissions that are there. And within the transport sector emissions, it is the road sector which is responsible for 90% of those emissions. So if you move towards railway, a modal shift towards railway, it will have a very significant impact on the greenhouse gas emissions in the world.
So how does PM Gati Shakti, along with other initiatives, including the Bharatmala Pariyojana, Sagarmala Pariyojana, the dedicated freight corridors, or even the integrated check posts, align with India's goal of becoming 5 trillion economy by 2027 and Viksit Bharat by 2047?
For the economy to grow, transport and logistics are extremely crucial. So if we talk about the Exim traffic that we have today, the export traffic that we have, if you reduce the logistic cost and ensure timely arrivals, you are allowing the economy to boom. And if we take the example of the dedicated freight corridors, yes, it has reduced the time of Exim cargo from northern India to the western ports very significantly. What used to take about a week now reaches in 24 hours.
So the Gati Shakti initiative going forward, what are the challenges that may impact its successful implementation?
The success of PM Gati Shakti lies on the data and the integrity of that data, the purity of that data, and timely updation of that data. Because most of the planning is based on this data which is available, and it must be pure, and it must reflect the reality. If there are some changes, they must get incorporated into the plan immediately. So that is the biggest challenge, that it's a huge amount of data. How you manage that data and how you take it forward, that is the biggest challenge that the PM Gati Shakti plan has at this point of time.
And my last question to you is, how does the Gati Shakti initiative support the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives?
The fact that infrastructure is getting such an impetus from the PM Gati Shakti plan, it is the associate industry which is getting a fillip. And therefore, whether it is the cement sector or the steel sector or the manufacturing, everything, because of the scale of investment which is happening in the country, is being done in the country, within the country today. And the scale is matching the developed world all over. If we talk of the railway sector only, the manufacturing of the locomotives and the wagons and the kind of construction ability that the country has today, it is equivalent to any other country in the world.
Jayaji, thank you so much for this very enlightening discussion on the PM Gati Shakti initiative.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on 4 years of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan. The participants were Jaya Verma Sinha, former chairperson, Railway Board, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.